Fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, the 8th day of January, year of our Lord, 2019. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. It's the middle of winter, in case you've been vacationing in Bahamas. It is the middle of winter. Typically, people are a bit more sedentary. So I want to encourage all of you to do some walking and stretching. You don't need to get all that carried away. If you choose to, obviously, you should do so. But do a lot of walking and a lot of stretching, so that when springtime comes, you want to be more active, you'll be in better shape to do so. That's your prepper tip of the day. We're going to open lines this first hour. Hour two, we'll have my friend Leon Green with us. We'll be talking about health-related matters and how to incorporate doTERRA essential oils into your life to help with all those things. Let's talk about physical fitness. Every year around the New Year's, people make what's called New Year's resolutions. I would say the overwhelming majority of those have to do with weight loss and physical fitness, health in general. Something that I think most normal people want to have is better health, better physical fitness. I think that's a pretty normal thing on one hand. On the other, there's a lot of misinformation and disinformation about how to achieve that. So let's talk about that for a little bit. First of all, there's any number of things being marketed to people, liposuction, for example, where they do a surgical operation to literally suck the fat out of people. Another operation where they take what amounts to a rubber band and make the stomach smaller. The men and women I've seen who go through that, they do, in fact, lose a dramatic amount of weight. And typically, this is only done for people that are what's called morbidly obese. That's if you are more than 100 pounds above your weight, what your weight should be. The men and women I've seen who go through that procedure, they do in fact lose 100 plus pounds on one hand. On the other, They don't look healthy. They really don't. And of course, various diets, and I've seen various levels of success with various diets and commercial programs, Weight Watchers, for example, and Nutrisystem are a couple I'm aware of, which for some people do actually work. But things have changed. Things really have changed when it comes to the food that is in the supermarkets, the composition of those foods. Let's take wheat, for example. Now, the wheat that was grown and sold when I was a boy, for all intents and purposes, no longer exists. You can still get what might be called heritage wheat that would be grown organically, that would still have that same composition, but that's not the wheat you find in the local supermarket, typically. There may be exceptions, I'm not aware of them. The typical wheat products in the supermarket are far different than what they were 50-plus years ago. The gluten is dramatically higher. The protein is dramatically lower. Plus, there's a bonus. The wheat farmers learned what's called an off-label usage of Roundup, the active ingredient being glyphosate. Here's what they do. So they got their wheat crop, their 100 acres or 1,000 acres of wheat. It's growing. It's looking great. And a few weeks before harvest, they spray it with Roundup. Now, why would you spray a nice, healthy, living plant with something that's meant to kill it? Well, there's a reason. It's because there's a dramatic increase in the harvest and how much wheat they actually harvest. That's why they do it. And almost all commercial wheat products are contaminated with Roundup as a consequence. You really, really do not want to consume anything that's got Roundup on it. You really don't. So you may think, well, I'll just stop eating commercially produced bread. It's not that simple. It really isn't. Wheat is used in things you would never guess, such as many commercially produced canned soups, for example. They use, or you think you go, well, I'll get some tomato soup. Look, read the label. Seriously, read the label. You'll find there's wheat in there. You'll find wheat in many commercial soup products, as a matter of fact. Now, my doctor at the time, this we're looking at, 18 years ago. He did some diagnostics on me, what's called kinesiology. He said, John, I'm going to recommend you stop eating wheat. And I was shocked. I was disappointed that I could no longer eat one of my favorite Sunday morning treats, those little chocolate donuts, for example. My grandson, when he was 3 years old, I would sit on the porch of my cabin there here in the Ozarks, and I would have one of those little, they come in a six-pack, those little chocolate donuts and a cup of coffee, and my grandson would have those white powder donuts, and it was pretty funny. He would have that white powder all over his face, my three-year-old grandson, who's now just turned 22. And back then, quite frankly, 18 years ago, the choices for gluten-free products were pretty slim pickings. They really were. The local supermarket had virtually no gluten-free products available. I mean, it simply, didn't exist. Now it's all changed, where the local supermarkets I go to, even out here in the country, they have gluten-free products, gluten-free wheat, gluten-free pizza, gluten-free pastry products, such as donuts and blueberry muffins and so forth. So it's been a dramatic change. There's a book titled Wheat Belly, I believe the title of it, which may be helpful if you need something to read to convince you to stop eating commercially produced wheat. Now, if you can get your hands on heritage wheat products that are grown organically, that might be something to look into. But most commercial wheat, most of the time, is GMO. genetically modified organism. It is sprayed with glyphosate, and it has a dramatic, dramatically larger amount of gluten and a dramatically smaller amount of protein. When I was a boy, I ate a lot of wheat, a lot of cereal. When I was an athlete in high school, I would eat four full meals a day. Big breakfast, big lunch, big dinner, and a fourth meal typically not long before I would go to bed because I'd be hungry again. I was really pushing the limits in terms of needing that extra nutrition. Talk about water a little bit. Now, I mentioned when we had our discussion last Friday with Dr. Lynn Wilbert, my personal physician, he mentioned something that I was aware of it, but I only became aware of it fairly recently, I would say in the last 5 or 6 years or so, that any liquid containing water, such as coffee, tea, soft drinks, milk, other things, lemonade, fruit drinks, fruit juice. I always thought up until pretty recently that, well, it's mostly water, so I don't need to worry about consuming water in addition to these other beverages. It turns out not to be the case. These other beverages that other than water, all the ones I just mentioned, your body recognizes them as food, not as water, and that those beverages go through a digestive process where water goes right into your body where it needs to be. Now, this is important to know because you can be consuming these other beverages and still be dehydrated, and that's why. And that's a pretty common thing, especially for older people. In my non-professional opinion, I believe that younger people, their bodies can compensate for that probably a bit better than older folks can. But they're dehydrated also, just not as obvious. That's my belief. So my wife and I have a Berkey water filter on the counter in the kitchen next to the kitchen sink. It's I forget which model it is. It holds about a gallon and a half. I think the reservoir holds about a gallon and a half, maybe close to 2 gallons. But it's about 2 gallons, I'd say. We go through one a day. I fill that up, and we empty it out once a day for our needs for drinking and cooking. We don't use it for any other purposes except drinking and cooking. And that's just the two of us. Now, in a location where there would be sodium fluoride in the water, I make sure I go ahead and get my Berkey with the what they call the black filters. There's two filters, the white filters and the black filters. The black filters are extra, a little bit extra money, but I go ahead and get them anyway because they'll remove both the sodium fluoride and the chlorine from the water. Now, getting chlorine out of drinking water is pretty easy. All you need to do is sit it in an open container for 24 hours, and it will gas out because chlorine is a gas. But that won't apply to the sodium fluoride. You need special filtration, and the Berkey with the black filters will do that. We'll get the sodium fluoride out. But I know that since I found out how important drinking plain water is, which has been, I'd say 10 plus years ago, I think it's helped my overall health. And I'm always looking for ways to improve my overall health, my energy levels, which also helps my mental capacity. They all work together, all these things. Being healthy, being pain-free. I was talking to a next-door neighbor yesterday, and she was telling me how she had broken her wrist and suffered pains, similar to a toothache, 24/7, while that wrist was healing. But being pain-free will help your mental capacity as well because you don't have that distraction of dealing with pain. So That's why I don't sell that many Berkey water filters, but I want to help people any way I can, so I make them available for sale on my website at thelibertyman.com. Lots of things play into this. Now, I'm so blessed and fortunate that I met Leon Green at that first expo that Vince Vannelli put together. It's been 2010. A little over 8 years ago, I think it was September 2010, that he put that together. And Leon and I have sometimes we each of us mentioned our brothers from different mothers. We have so many parallels, both of us being military veterans, both have been private detectives, and both of us understanding health and being firearms enthusiasts and preparedness enthusiasts. Leon did the same thing I did a number of years ago. I bit the bullet and paid a dentist to remove all the mercury amalgams from my mouth. That would have been in the mid-1980s, around early to mid-1980s. It was expensive. It was uncomfortable. But I'm glad I did it. Mercury does not belong inside human beings. I don't believe you can get out of a high school science class with a C- and not understand that, can you? That mercury does not belong inside human beings. It may be a financial sacrifice. It will definitely be inconvenient and definitely be uncomfortable to get the mercury out of your mouth, but do your homework. I did my homework, and that's the conclusion I came to, that I want that stuff out of my mouth. Now, ironically, a dentist can lose their dental license, or can lose their livelihood, can lose their license to practice dentistry if they're the one that makes the suggestion to remove the mercury amalgams. How crazy is that? You look at the symptoms of mercury toxicity. Now think about that. See if you're suffering any of those symptoms yourself. A book that may help you, if you're, there's a couple of books I'm going to mention. One is the Merck Index. Now, Merck is a pharmaceutical company. Most people have heard of the Merck Manual. Pretty much every doctor's office in the United States has a copy of the Merck Manual. It's M-E-R-C-K, by the way. Mike, Echo, Romeo, Charlie, Kilo, Merck. Now, the Merck Index is a standard scientific reference book. It lists every man-made compound known at the time, every man-made chemical known at the time, its chemical, its molecular structure, how it's manufactured, what its industrial uses are, and any symptoms or toxicity that it may have as it relates to human beings. It's a great book if you're interested in that kind of thing. Another book, it should be a free download at my website soon, if it's not already. But you can get a free PDF version. It's over 1,000 pages, by the way, another reference book. Matrix 3, Volume 2. And it's got a rather lengthy subtitle. I'm going to look up here so I can give that to you. It'll help you understand. And, okay, help you understand why it's so important. Okay, Matrix 3. Okay, here we go. okay, I had the wrong volume there. Okay, Matrix 3. Okay, well, it's not coming up here as quick as I would like. Matrix 3, volume... Okay, here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. I'll have that book for you when we get back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having success.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there on the forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
We are back with John Corbett. You're on Tuesday, the 8th day of January. If you haven't seen my website the last 10 days, well, you haven't seen it. It's all new. It's all fresh. You'll find the things that have been missing the last 3 or 4 months, or we're getting them back up incrementally. And check it out, thelibertyman.com, including we're going to have a free download. I'm here at the Amazon listing for this book right now. There's no... The book's out of print. There's no used copies for sale. I've seen used copies run for $300 a piece or more. It's more than 1,000 pages. And here's the full title. Matrix 3, Volume 2. Here's the subtitle. The Psychosocial, Chemical, Biological, and Electromagnetic Manipulation of Human Consciousness. Now that's a mouthful. The author is Valdemar Valerian. A friend of mine, one of the members of the militia, when I was commander of the militia in St. Louis City and County, one of my men, he gave me that book as a gift when it was brand new, just been published in 1995. It's a really thick book. It's a reference book. Now, obviously, you could sit down and read it cover to cover which would be a quite frankly a kind of interesting thing to do. Typically, what I use it for is a reference book. When something comes up that I know, because I've used this book so many times to reference myself, I know I'm probably going to find an answer in there. I'll look it up in there in that book, Matrix 3, Volume 2. I hope to have that as a free download at my website. We had it previously last fall before the website changed, and we'll get it back up there again. Now, here's a suggestion on how to make use of this. Many of these places, such as UPS Store, Office Max, Office Depot, places like that, you can forward them this book by email. They can print it out on three-hole punch paper. Make sure that they do a format where the holes don't punch through the text. That would be really distracting. And get yourself a really big binder, three-ring binder. You're going to have a binder. It's about 3 inches thick to hold this thing. And have them print it out, put it in the binder, and you're good to go. Looking at two reams of paper. Unless they can print it out double side, which it may be handy to print out double side, you would even end up with a little more than 500 sheets of paper for the 1,000-page book if they can print double sided, and just make sure that they don't, like I said, that they don't punch holes through the text. That would be very distracting. Now, why is this book more than 1,000 pages? Good question, John. Most reference books of this type, they will give you footnotes and refer you to other books to look up, or sometimes magazine and newspaper articles, but other places to look up original source material. What this book does most of the time is reprint original source material. That's why it's more than 1,000 pages, because there's so much original source material that is in the book. So you don't need to be making multiple trips to the library to look up original source material, assuming you've got a good reference library that you can even have easy access to, which is not everybody does, of course. So it's a great book if you're interested in what's going on and why. I believe what's going on and why is directly related to the international communist conspiracy, quite frankly. That things of this importance are not left to chance, that they're being planned by entities who mean us harm. I was watching a news commentator yesterday talk about Elizabeth Warren's book she wrote about how the two-income families, moms and dads, both in the workforce, is ultimately going to cause harm to our country, to our culture, and so forth. Tucker Carlson was making these statements, and it's very true. It's very true. The foundation of modern civilization, in fact, all civilizations, not just modern civilizations, but even Stone Age peoples, is a husband and wife raising children. It's called the nuclear family, with a division of work between the mom and the dad. It's going to vary from culture to culture, but that's the foundation of civilization, and that is being assaulted, quite frankly, in the modern age, mostly due to the tax code. If the husband was not paying income tax, they would probably not have to have the wife work much of the time. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 8th of January. It is 2019, and we're into the second week of the year already. How about that? My website, new and improved, thelibertyman.com. As I said a few minutes ago, if you haven't seen it the last 10 days, you haven't seen it. Check it out, thelibertyman.com. So I'm there right now. I'm going to scroll down. We've got the first thing you come to. Help wanted, part-time salespersons. This is for people doing marketing myself. These are paid positions to market John Moore for speaking engagements in the United States and Europe and Australia and New Zealand. Any place that people want me to come and speak, I will certainly consider doing so. And we're on the right side in red type, international news alerts. Now, this is proprietary to the John Moore's website. We have this refreshed every 24 hours. Sometimes the man doing this, he's a man I've known since I met him working on a murder case. He's a former military man, has a PhD, And we met and became friends when I was working on this homicide case about 9 years ago or so. No, it's been about 10 years ago. International news alert. So let's click on that, see what we got. International news alerts. There is my Navy map, and that's all we got. Oh, there we go. We need to work on that, obviously. But here they are. Here's some different stories from around the world involving different issues I think you'll be interested in. So we'll work on that and make it work properly. Click on the green, the blue type. It says international news alerts. If you click on the red type, you'll get the Navy map, which is fine. But click on the blue type where it says click to view the latest from our sources, headlines from the Associated Press. So that is that. Also, my website, of course, you'll find the engine cleaner for sale. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, pain can really be distracting. Chronic pain can take over your life. If you're not aware of that, I'm here to tell you, chronic pain can and will take over your life. The wife of a friend of mine, she'd suffered from chronic pain for more than a decade. And it was really distracting for her. She helped out with the family business. She could only go to work maybe 2 or 3 hours a day to help out with the family business. And she had so toxic, she could only use 3 batteries on the energy cleaner to start with. So we started out with 3 batteries, and that went on for about a month, got her bumped up a month or two later to 6 batteries, and a month or two after that, all the way up to 9 batteries. And I talked to her 3 or 4 weeks ago, and she says, "John, I don't have any pain anymore." I said, "Really?" She says, "Yeah, really. The energy cleaner. $285 shipping included, American zip codes." I use mine every night. I wake up refreshed, full of energy. You can also. What are you waiting for? Are you worried? What's this thing John Moore's talking about, this energy cleaner thing? I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee, so I back up my statements. I had a lady return one to me recently. I get one back every 3 to 4 months out of the hundreds I sell. It's unfortunate, but it does happen, and I cheerfully refunded her money. No problem. So check out the energy cleaner at my website, the mattress pads that go with them. Place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. I'll get it processed, get it shipped to you typically the next business day. I just shipped one energy cleaner and a queen-size pad to Australia yesterday. The postage was $57. Of course, it's going halfway around the planet. I have a toll-free airline also for the energy cleaner. That's 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. I like to go to my high school reunions, and I noticed that around age 50 is when it started getting scary. Now, when we were in our 20s, we didn't have any high school reunions. We had, I think, maybe one or two in our 30s, and another couple maybe in our 40s. Around age 50, we started, mostly because of social media and the ease of contacting each other, we started having them more frequently. But that's also when I started noticing around age 50 that my peers were beginning to show the obvious signs of lifestyle. Mostly the consequences of two things, what they consumed and what they did not consume. Now, seeing the men I played football with, the men on the track team, the basketball players, seeing the condition that they'd allowed themselves to get into was very sad. It really was. For many of them, not all of them, but for many of them. I sat next to one of our former quarterbacks at dinner in one of these reunions about 6 or 7 months ago, and he'd maintained his weight and his physical. In fact, he was a high school football coach himself for many years, for decades. Great guy. All these guys are great guys as far as that goes. But it doesn't have to be that way. It really doesn't. It really doesn't. Now, here's what happened. It's around 1912 when this really got kicked in, when a combination of Carnegie money and I believe Rockefeller money went into the teaching hospitals where they teach doctors, men and women, to become doctors. Now, up until then, most of the teaching hospitals were what's called homeopathic teaching hospitals, where they teach the doctors to diagnose what was going on with the patient and to provide cures, to actually cure the problem and provide healing. That's homeopathic medicine. Well, the Carnegie money and the Rockefeller money, through grants and gifts and so forth, converted these homeopathic teaching hospitals to become allopathic teaching hospitals, and changed everything in very bad ways, by the way. Allopathic medicine, which is now called traditional medicine, unfortunately, the doctors are trained to diagnose symptoms and prescribe pharmaceutical products to make the symptoms go away. Most of the time, there's no healing. There is simply symptomatic relief for most of the time. That's what happens. And once that begins, once that treatment begins, typically with youngsters and continuing on into teens and adulthood, it just becomes a way of life where people adopt the attitude, I can eat whatever I want. I cannot eat whatever I choose not to eat. And if something breaks, if I have an issue, my medical doctor will diagnose that and prescribe a pharmaceutical product to make that symptom go away. And I can continue with my lifestyle, consuming what I want to consume, not consuming what I don't want to consume, and life will be grand. We have doctors telling people who are diabetic to consume diet soda. That's how bad it is. Now, we hope to have, if it's not back up on my website, the artificially sweetened times. That needs to get posted back up there. You can probably find a copy online, the artificially sweetened times. It's a compendium of dozens of newspaper and magazine articles that go into all the harmful ways that artificial sweeteners affect human beings. Any and all artificial sweeteners, by the way. All of them. Even the newest one called Splenda, they say made from sugar. Well, that's an accurate statement. Made from sugar. It's no longer sugar, it's chlorinated. It's a chlorinated. And what this product does, and it's so new we don't know all the harmful effects, but it affects your internal organs. Some internal organs are enlarged, some internal organs are shrunk. Now that does not sound very good to me by itself. And I'm sure as time goes on, there's going to be other harmful effects that are uncovered when it comes to Splenda. Talk about salt a little bit. Now, I'm going to give a very foundational statement here. Human beings cannot live without salt. Many of the pioneer fortunes were based on the family that got to the salt deposits first. Now, locally here in Metro St. Louis, Daniel Boone's family got to the salt first. In fact, there's still a road in St. Charles County, which is the first county west of St. Louis, named Boone's Lick Road. The Boone family, Daniel Boone and his son, they built a home at a place that became Defiance, Missouri. And I'm sure the Boone family had something to do with naming the town Defiance. but and it's become a tourist attraction. Lindenwood University now owns that property, and they've built a historical village here. They located, purchased, and moved historical buildings to recreate a kind of little village setting there, with the Daniel Boone home preserved and very close to its original state. So the Boone family got to the salt deposit first, and it became the foundation of the Boone family fortune. Salt may be the best thing that you can stockpile for the following reasons. First of all, if you're, and this applies to people more than 100 miles from the Gulf Coast, East Coast, or West Coast, where getting access to salt is a lot easier. But right now, iodized table salt, and that's what you should be getting, RC salt or both. Iodized table salt is very cheap. You can buy it in 25-pound bags, 50-pound bags. Insects won't bother it. Cold won't bother it. Heat won't bother it. Thieves aren't going to want to steal it, at least not for the at the present time. Why would they steal something so cheap that weighs so much? They're not going to do that. So that's normal times. During a long-term crisis, you've got a commodity that has a lot of value. Now, what I've done for my family is I've put back a 50-pound bag of sea salt for my family's use. That will last many years. And about a quarter ton, 500 pounds of iodized table salt for our barter use in the future. Excellent, excellent investment. Didn't cost much money. Doesn't take up a whole lot of space. And anybody, most anybody can do that. Really, seriously, you can. So you might want to consider doing that. This whole, I know as a youngster, when I say youngster, teens and 20s, I had almost no idea what real nutrition was. I really didn't in my teens and 20s. I recall my junior year in high school, my coach wanted me to pick up some weight for my senior year playing football. So he said, "John, drink lots of milkshakes this summer." That was his nutritional advice. Drink lots of milkshakes. So I did. I didn't gain any weight, but I didn't. You don't have to encourage a teenager to drink milkshakes, do you? But my metabolism was so high at that time that I could drink a milkshake every day and not gain any weight. That's simply the way it was. Obviously, it wouldn't be now. So it was around age, my early 30s, 30, 32, 33 years old, somewhere in there, I started learning about what nutrition really was and what it wasn't. And that's been a quest. It's been a journey to learn that, to incorporate that into my very being. When I discontinued eating wheat 18 years ago, within, it was 4 to 6 weeks, I lost 20 pounds. I wasn't really grossly overweight. I was probably about 20 pounds over my ideal weight. Typically, I like to weigh around 170 or so. So I was pushing close to 190. I'm 6 feet tall. I carried it pretty well, but because of my profession, I have probably 20 suits and sport coats tailored, and none of them fit anymore. Now, that was an expensive process, going to the tailor and getting everything retailored to fit me properly. I had to get all new dress shirts. None of my dress shirts fit properly. I looked like I was wearing my father's clothes. But it was a good thing. It was a good exercise. I'm glad I did it. It was worthwhile, and I've done a pretty good job over the years maintaining a good body weight. I just went through another weight loss earlier this spring, eating the same food my wife eats, which was salad as an exclusive meal or part of a meal 3 times a day for basically half a year. And there was no intent to lose weight then, but I did in fact lose some weight that had built up over the past 18 years. And so it's a good thing also. Eating green leafy vegetables is a good thing. And I enjoy them, and I hope you do too. I'm eating more organic food than I have in the past. That's a good thing. And it really is value. There's once you understand the nature of what organic food is compared to other foods, there's a lot of value there in terms of overall health. Here's our last break this hour. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel: great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer: it works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Jared Moore here on Tuesday, the 8th of January. If you want to have optimal health, I really believe you should have a coach. My coach is Dr. Leonard Wilbert. Typically, it's going to be a chiropractor, maybe a DO, occasionally a medical doctor. Quite frankly, medical doctors get anywhere from 1 to 3 credit hours of coursework in nutrition in medical school. They really don't know very much about nutrition, real nutrition. But chiropractor is most likely going to be the choice. Chiropractor who specializes in nutrition and upper cervical work that can do diagnostics is called kinesiology diagnostics, to make specific recommendations for nutrition for you. What many people do, and many, I'm sure many of you listening to me do this, you self-diagnose in terms of what you need or don't need for nutrition and self-prescribe for what you need or don't need for nutrition. That's not the best thing to do for the following reasons. First of all, you don't have objectivity because you're doing it for yourself. Now, you may find something that's really good, and Dr. Myers, who was with me on this show for several years, and Dr. Wilbert, they talk about clients that come in, and they're told when they first come in to bring a bag full of all the things that they take every day, which would be a combination of typically pharmaceutical products and nutrition. And it may be 8 or 10 or maybe 15 or 20 different items they take every day. And maybe you have independently figured out what you need. Maybe you have, on one hand. On the other, are you taking the right amount? Are you taking the right kind? Is your body absorbing it properly? Great questions. Great questions. And you may be maybe you did find the right thing, but maybe you're not taking enough. Maybe you're taking too much, which is not necessarily going to cause any harm. But many of these supplements, these food and vitamin and mineral supplements, can be quite expensive. So if you're taking more than what you need, you're wasting money. If you're not taking enough, well, you're obviously not taking enough. That's why it's important to have the coaching of a healthcare professional who knows, who really understands proper nutrition. Now, if you think you can go to your local supermarket or pharmacy and buy high quality vitamins and mineral and food supplements, you're probably wrong. Many of these things are products of the petrochemical industry. And I recall I met a young couple back in Pennsylvania. I had a couple of speaking engagements there. Both their parents worked for one-a-day vitamins. And the running joke among people who worked there was they come out the same way they go in. Here's our top of the hour break. We'll be back with you on Green Signal.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky.